Oh yeah. Best day ever. So. Oh yeah. The city is my metropolis. Right. Stick your tongue out. Alright, so some big thoughts. Oh yeah. So, seeking beauty. So, beauty bellum. That's like the first thing apparently you learn in Latin class. In Agricola, Aquileum S, and then bellum, we want war. Actually, the word bonus, bellum, war, beauty, might also all be the same word etymologically. It's pretty interesting, right? So, some interesting thoughts. So the interesting thought is, essentially, as artists, there's either two things we're trying to do. Is one, create beauty, and then two, discover beauty. Now everyone's definition of beauty is different. I think that's what makes it also wonderful. And you know the saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder? Yeah, I think it's true. I mean, yeah, it's it's like one of those things that like seems like a generally good idea. It's like then when you say something is beautiful, no one could discount what you consider beautiful, because I mean the world's it's like all 8 billion of us, right? It's a lot of ideas. I mean, for me, wow, look at these views! Come on, who is not gonna love a view like this? And honestly, I think the reason we really love extremely high elevation is you just kind of feel like king of the world. You feel like a bird. You feel like you go anywhere. And actually, the being higher elevation, more fresh air, the sunlight being next to the, you see the little birds chirping, the little grass stuff. You know, people think it's, oh, do it for fitness, health, and you know, exercise, working out, whatever. Like, no, just do this like as like a philosophical endeavor, like a kind of ethical ethos thing. Look at all the happy peoples. Yeah. And the truth is, at the end of the day, the ultimate privilege is just like having the privilege of being in nature. So, contrary to popular belief, the greatest privilege is actually just being able to be in nature. I mean, even if when you look at like Elysium and you know all the big, you know, the shout out to my friend Bill Block and you know, Elysium and Matt Damon. Yeah, all of us, like, we want beauty. We're seeking beauty, and certainly everyone has a different definition of beauty, and that's a good thing. And I think the first step is, you know, people, oh, you know, nature is beauty. I'm like, yes, true. However, the supreme peak beauty is the human body, right? Humans, we're the peak measuring stick of beauty on the planet. And therefore, as a first principle, for you to establish what you consider beauty in your eyes is the first important thing to establish. And I mean, even philosophers and historians have talked about this for a long time too. Is like, depending on what country you're from, you know, people have different beauty standards. And I think it's all good, right? Also, a lot of it is like kind of like social, historical, economic. Like, if you're very, very obese back in the day, it meant that you're super rich, which was a good thing. But nowadays, it's actually a sign of disease. But I mean, I still think regardless though, you know, essentially, I think fitness, physical fitness, is kind of the peak luxury and the thing to love and appreciate. Because, you know, also when they think about or you think about, you consider like sexual fitness, the idea is the ability to like have kids, beautiful kids. And so finding your ideal soulmate or life partner or, you know, husband, wife, whatever, is yeah, in order to have sublimely beautiful children. I think it's generally a very, very good idea. So what are next steps? Thinking and considering and understanding that your artwork is also like your metaphorical kids. So the question is, you want to birth beautiful things or ugly things? Even the word ugly is like ogre or something like that. It just means like provoking fear and, yeah, like, ooh, like, is that kind of the general thought. But, you know, once again, like, you know, in some ways, beauty and ugliness, from a Taoist perspective, they're almost like the same, was it, different sides of the same coin. So we kind of need both. And I think also it's you know, being, you know, constructive is generally a good idea. So rather than just bemoaning about what's ugly, I think it's actually much better to try to work on creating what you consider to be beautiful, right? And I think also in life, our attention, our energy, our time, our life force is so limited. Therefore, as a consequence, not trying to say, promote anything that's negative. So the truth is, like, also when talking about other people, so another thing that I was thinking about too is, like, a via negative principle, try not to talk about nobody else but yourself, your kid and your family, whatever, right? And because the reason is, and this is actually kind of a big philosophical thought, don't praise other people, but also do not criticize or negate. Just don't talk about them. Just don't think about them, right? And people are like, oh, you gotta think about other people, you know, and stuff like that. But actually, the truth is, for a lot of people, when you're singing somebody else's praises, maybe there's like a hidden dagger in disguise. Like, you kind of, when you're praising somebody, you also secretly spite them, question mark? Also, the other philosophical thought I had that was kind of interesting is, when you also really, really hate somebody or say negative things about them, you're actually like secretly infatuated with them. Like, for example, anyone who spends enough time, you know, saying negative stuff about somebody, obviously they have like a hidden crush on them, right? Like, that's to me the only logical thing, right? And also, hate is interesting because hate is just love in disguise. Hate is, if you really, really, really hate something or someone, you just like secretly love them, but you're just kind of getting that unrequited love back. So you just kind of get frustrated. So anyways, yeah, just ultimately spread love and positivity. Also in life, there's like, just try to stay away from, yeah, distractions. I mean, honestly, my personal thought is, there's no such thing as good or bad, but just distracting or not. Oh yeah. And I mean, just fast from the news and social media. Like, if you want to be super rich forever, just buy Bitcoin, MSTR, MSTX, MSTU, and just kind of set it and forget it. I mean, I was even thinking about the genius of Sailor Strategy and MSTR, everything in between is, essentially it's kind of like Bitcoin income autopilot, where you don't essentially gotta do nothing. You just kind of, you know, STRC stretch, It's like a 10% monthly dividend, tax deferred, which is essentially free money. And actually, because tax deferred, it's more realistically like 18 to 19 to 20%. So if you, let's say you have like a million, you just put all into STRC, you're going to get like, what, $8,000 to $10,000 a month for just doing nothing. Oh, you want to see the new good car? They catch me riding dirty. They catch me riding dirty. Oh, yeah. Two-tone George Jefferson. Yeah, okay. And also the new goat color. It's kind of like this, like, matte pink. Ah, yeah. Don't hate me because you wish it was me. Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So gangster, so gangster. And check out the carbon fiber. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. Think of your car as like an art car, art project. Ah, yeah. I love it. Yeah, so what are some important next steps in life? So some important next steps are, yeah, just create beauty, create beautiful things, whatever you consider beauty, and get away from what you consider distracting or UGLY.